What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yadlon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world. We're back. Sam, you got to keep it going while I'm like going.
I don't even know what song that was, but I liked it.
You had to like beatbox while I'm doing a little rap right now. We're back for a Fortitude and 15, episode 48. Think about that. Episode 48. It is May 13th. Hope everyone is doing well. The sun is shining. It's getting warmer. Summer is on the horizon. And Sammy, I feel like there's this energy that we can't see, obviously. It's in the air. Things are getting back to normal. You and I are both vaccinated. It's just this feeling. It's good. It's good stuff.
I don't even know what the real world is anymore, honestly. I've just been a hermit in my apartment, so it all feels the same to me. Just hanging out, just working. Life's the same. Maybe if I ever make it out of my apartment, I'll feel this energy you speak of. But for now, same old, same old.
That was like the most de-Elevation Nation response that we couldn't have got from you. But it's fine. Sam has been...
Hey, I'm being honest.
Sam has been working hard. He's got some things on the side, on top of work, on top of Elevation Nation that he's working on. Things are going well for him. And for me, there's a lot going on. But we're not going to talk about that today because we're going to talk about something else that I think is very, very important, but also on our mind after our conversation with Billy Wingo and Devin Harvin of Beneficial Pain, two guys, part of a nonprofit. They started a nonprofit to be the catalyst of change in the Baltimore community and hopefully beyond the Baltimore community, helping others make pain beneficial.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We had an incredible conversation with the guys from Beneficial Pain who are really investing a lot of time, money, and effort in making the community a better place. And it got us thinking in that conversation, if you haven't listened to it yet, just how much work there is still to do in society, in our local communities, to make them equitable, sustainable, thriving places for our children, for our peers, for our parents. And that kind of is how we want to direct our conversation today, is to continue that conversation with the responsibility that young adults have, or the lack of responsibility that they have to society. We'll debate either way. And, you know, Devin and Billy are two really inspirational guys who are going out and making a difference in their community, telling their stories, telling other people's stories, giving others a platform to feel their voice be heard, to give scholarships, to give back to the community. And it got Parker and I thinking, what is our responsibility as new members of society to help our community? Is there a responsibility? Is there not? Are we that capitalistic that it doesn't matter and that we can be selfish and just say, that's not my problem, that's for charities to fix or nonprofits or the government? I don't know. I mean, I'm torn on both sides. I know what I want to do, but I do it at the end of the day because I selfishly, it makes me feel better. Giving back and helping others, yeah, it's the right thing and the moral thing to do, but like, why do you do it? I think we've had this conversation before, Parker, right? Like, you do it because it makes you feel good, right?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, first of all, Devin and Billy are guys who graduated from college 2 years ago, or undergrad. Devin is in law school now, but these guys are making change happen. They are giving back to their community. They're putting time and time and time again, effort into their days. They go home from their full-time job and then they work on making change in the community. And I think that one lesson that I learned from them is that it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're one person or 100 people with $0 or $1 billion, you can make change in the community. And to your other point, Sammy, there has to be some, you know, there's one thing about like going to a charity, right? And just donating money. And that's just like a one-time thing. But I feel as if, to your point about like, yeah, it feels good to give back and you do it for yourself, but you have to have that like intrinsic motivation to be able to continue to give back to society. You know, like you feel good when you give back, but you also are feeling good because you're seeing how others are benefiting from your doing. And that's the special thing about giving back to your community. There is a trade-off. There is, you know, it's not just you taking it at all. It's like actually the people who are on the receiving end or the communities that are on the receiving end are actually benefiting a lot more than you are.
I totally agree with that. And I want to actually give a tip or homework, whatever you want to call it, to any Elevation Nation listeners out there that are young adults about to graduate, recently graduated, who are feeling lost. You know, that's probably a lot of us. One thing that I think helps center you in who you are, helps you figure out your mental fortitude, that piece of self-awareness, and grounds you, is giving back to the community. Putting yourselves in situations that might be a bit uncomfortable outside of your comfort zone, but in the end, making a difference and making an impact. There is nothing that will kickstart you and refresh you on figuring out where your morals lie and who you are at your core than helping someone less fortunate than you get out of a tough situation. And that's something that I unfortunately did not do when I was struggling my first year out of college. But damn, do I wish I did, because I think that would have shaken me to my core and been like, dude, you have a bigger responsibility here. Get out of your funk and take control of your life.
So I want to make it clear to everyone in Elevation Nation, because I totally agree with your point, Sam. When we talk about giving back to your community, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go volunteer at a homeless shelter. It doesn't mean that you have to go to, you know, a school where, you know, predominantly it's underprivileged students go there and teach. It doesn't necessarily mean donate money. It just means giving your time to someone else. And I think as a young adult, we have a lot going on. We work, we're sociable, we got things going on. And a lot of times giving back is not bucketed as one of our priorities because there's just so much going on. And to your point about how to use your mental fortitude to be able to understand that, wait, I have a responsibility to give back something of value to someone else, because I feel as if I can do that, yes, you're going to benefit, you're going to feel good about it, but also someone else is going to feel even better because of that, what you give.
It's all about giving back. There's selfish reasons, there's selfless reasons, but I think it's a big missing factor, Parker, that you're right. I don't think you and I talk about enough. Ironically, we do it every day, right? With Elevation Nation, we're trying to help young people not make the mistakes that we did. So we're trying to give back to the community. Maybe it doesn't feel like we're directly giving back, but when we get messages on Instagram or emails or LinkedIn messages about how we're helping people, like that just reiterates that we're doing the right thing and trying to help other people. So I think it's great giving back to the community. And it's something that is really important to both of us.
Yeah. And Sam, I'm curious, for a young adult who, you know, struggling to spark an interest or maybe struggling to figure out how they can give back because, you know, maybe they don't have the time and the effort to go volunteer somewhere, or they don't have the money to be able to donate. How can someone who's just going through the real world in simple ways give back? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of simple ways, right? There are more complex ways, right? Finding a soup kitchen and volunteering there, donating money. But if you're lacking time and you're lacking financial means, what happened to just being a good, decent person, right? We've been wearing masks and scared of other humans for the past year during this pandemic. Hopefully that changes. I know we don't have to wear masks outside anymore. What happened to smiling? What happened to opening the door and holding the door open for people, right? Parker and I have told our story about giving food to homeless people, right? And that's something that we both do because it makes us feel good that we know we can give someone a warm meal at the end of the day, right? There are little things that you can do that I think, yeah, they're great. Yeah, they help the community. But if you're a selfish person, they'll shake you to your core and help you figure out, one, what's making you like who you are. Two, it'll get your good endorphins flowing that you did something good in the community. And three, it'll help you with that mental fortitude and self-awareness.
I think to add to your point there, call someone. Call someone you haven't talked to in a while. Call someone you think that maybe is struggling. Or wait, we're all young adults and maybe the people listening to this are people who are just graduating college and are really nervous about what's come to come for the real world. So if you're not one of the ones who are graduating, you've already been going through it, call up someone that you know who's about to go through this big transition and lend your time to them because they'll benefit from that and you'll feel good helping them because you can talk through what you went through. If you're in the job, you see someone new in the office, maybe you're remote, maybe you're not, call those people up, ping them. Those little things make a big difference and they really do help. And yeah, it's not considered quote unquote community service, but you're giving your time to someone else. And that is service in a nutshell.
I love it. I think it's well said. So you might not have an actual legit responsibility to society to give back, but you do have a responsibility to yourself. And now you have a responsibility to Elevation Nation, right? We just sent out this mission to you all. Give back. Smile, do the little things. Let's make this world a little bit better place to live. It's been a shitty enough year. Let's kind of turn it around here. So that's our mission. We're throwing it out to Elevation Nation. I know it wouldn't be Fortitude and 15 without a quote from Parker's perspective. You better have a good one from like Mother Teresa or something tonight, dude.
If you got free time and you got nothing to do, you're bored, just reach out to someone. You'll make someone's day. You'll change someone's the entire outlook of their day and probably yours. Just remember that. You never know how someone else is going to take a lending hand. Ooh, that's good right there. You never know how someone else is going to take a lending hand. That's Parker's perspective.
I don't like that. That sounds terrible. Ooh,
I love that.
A lending hand? I feel like you're a bank.
No, like a lending hand. You're lending a hand out saying I'm here to help or not.
Here's a loan. Okay.
Damn. I'm writing that down though. I like that. This one's deep. I love it because I think it goes with exactly what we talked about, how young adults can always give back and always make a difference in the community. So it was said by Ralph Waldo Emerson, famous guy, right? Writer, author, philosopher. He's an essayist, lecturer, philosopher. Okay, I got that. Let's go. But he said once, you cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late. That's deep. I need a second to think about that one if you want me to be completely honest. Let me read that again. You cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late. At any point in your life, any day you could wake up and be kind and give your time or give something to someone else because all you have is that present moment where you can do good for society. You never know what the future is going to hold. You don't know what the future is going to hold for other people. So the only thing that you can do is alter today.
Beautiful. Love it. So with that mission, Elevation Nation, give back, do something good, make someone smile. You never know when too late will be too late. I don't know what the quote said, something like that. So get after it today. Make a difference in your community. It's your responsibility, not to society, but to Elevation Nation. Until next week, peace.
Hey, it's Parker again. Thanks for listening to Fortitude and 15 this week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it may be. If you want to join the nation and follow Sam and my journey, you can follow us at elevationnation.io. or you can visit us on the web at www.elevationnation.io. DM us, text us, email us if you want to share your story, you have any ideas for the podcast, or if you think anyone else should join our conversations. Our intro is produced by Jay. Shoot him a follow on Instagram at producedbyjay. Thanks to our mentors, Rich Keller and David Hess, for their constant support. Be sure to tune in for the next conversation. See you then.